Let's go to Wellington now for the Prime Minister.
Some housekeeping to start. The Prime Minister will continue to hold regular press conferences from Sunday through to Thursdays, and I will hold them on Friday beginning today. The all-of-government operational press conferences will continue at 1 p.m, and these press conferences will continue at 3 p.m. each day except for Saturday. On Sundays, the Prime Minister will join the 1 p.m. press conference, so there is only one press conference on a Sunday. Today, I want to begin by giving you an update on our overall government response to support families, workers and businesses during the COVID-19 Alert Level 4 lockdown. First and foremost, it's about health. What other definition of unity is there than a nation that has gone home to save the lives of our most vulnerable as the virus circles the globe? And without a doubt, the most important thing the government can do during this time is to help keep people in jobs, with money coming in and a roof over their heads. The $25 billion of support announced today will cushion the blow of COVID-19 by supporting incomes, jobs and businesses and positioning the economy to recover. While other countries are spending billions over months and years as the pandemic found a foothold across their populations, we took action early, with few cases, and we're going hard now, along with injecting money directly into our economy. The wage subsidy is keeping employers and employees connected to one another during the lockdown, so they are in the best position to reopen and kickstart the economy on the other side. As at 11 p.m. last night, the wage subsidy scheme has seen $4.8 billion paid out in the last 2 weeks, helping nearly 800,000 New Zealanders, 120,000 of whom are sole traders or self-employed. And to put a human face on that, the owner of two shipyards in Whangarei wrote to me yesterday to say that they've received the wage subsidy, close to $300,000 in their case, and that means that they can keep their full workforce on 80% salaries until they start again. And they have a plan for the future about how to scale back up quickly from zero to normal income within 4 to 6 weeks of the lockdown. And now they are turning their attention to the Business Finance Guarantee Scheme, the government-backed loan scheme from their bank to cover their operating expenditure. And that's what our job is, to provide cover through this time. That cover also extends to supporting the six-month deferred mortgage scheme for homeowners affected by the virus so that people don't lose their homes due to COVID-19. We've also put in place tax changes to improve cash flow, doubled the winter energy payment so older New Zealanders can stay warm during this winter, with that payout beginning from the 1st of May. We've seen the main benefit increases that came in this week. We've also got rent freezes and a ban on terminations of tenancies or evictions other than in exceptional circumstances. All of these are important in making sure that New Zealanders can get through this crisis. It is also well acknowledged that New Zealand was well placed to build back up after the lockdown. Today, Moody's credit rating agency reaffirmed its highest AAA credit rating for New Zealand, saying that our economy is expected to remain resilient, backed by the government's strong fiscal management and our flexible economy. We encourage all employers to do as the Whangarei Shipyard Company has. Hold on to your people. Give them the wage subsidy if you need to. Don't make rash decisions during this time, and have a plan for coming out the other side. I also expect all employers to work in good faith with their employees and to follow employment law. Those laws have not been changed. Employment law stands and we must all abide by it. Health and safety law still stands and we must abide by that too. Today I can announce that the government will be introducing legislation to make changes to the Companies Act to help companies facing insolvency due to COVID-19 to remain viable and keep New Zealanders in jobs. The temporary changes include giving directors of companies facing significant liquidity problems because of COVID-19 a safe harbour from insolvency duties under the Companies Act, enabling businesses affected by COVID-19 to place existing debts into hibernation on agreement of at least 50% of their creditors until they are able to start trading normally again, and allowing the use of electronic signatures where necessary due to COVID-19 restrictions, and extending deadlines for company meetings and annual returns. These measures support the government's work to cushion the economic impact for New Zealand and to support businesses and to protect jobs and incomes. They will also help increase certainty and provide practical assistance to business owners and directors. But they must not be seen as a workaround for the obligations that businesses have to creditors or the responsibilities of directors to act in good faith. We know that, whether real or perceived, the threat of a director being held personally liable for a company's solvency problems will likely make them inclined to advise closing down a business. A safe harbour will help them keep trading rather than prematurely closing up, which will minimise disruption to the economy as much as possible. The proposed move to place existing debts into hibernation will give businesses the space to talk to their creditors about prioritising paying some debts and deferring others for 6 months. The legislation to make these changes will be introduced to Parliament as soon as possible and will be retrospective to today. It is inevitable that some businesses are going to go into liquidation, but these measures provide an accessible and pragmatic means of helping some businesses to weather the storm in a way that does as little harm as possible to their creditors' interests. And again, I urge businesses to talk to creditors and banks and remind them about the government's wage subsidy scheme and business finance scheme. Any questions?
How many businesses do you expect will go into liquidation?
Look, as this situation evolves, it's very, very difficult to be able to make an assessment like that. We certainly know that a number of businesses in New Zealand are under strain, but that's exactly why we've put in place things like the Business Loan Guarantee Scheme, the Wage Subsidy Scheme, and now these initiatives to try to cushion that blow and give businesses the confidence to be able to keep trading. I think one principle is important when we're thinking about this. If this was a good, functioning, solvent business going into COVID-19, it should be able to be a good, functioning, solvent business coming out of it. If people take that principled approach, we'll have a limited number of liquidations, but of course we can't rule out some.
But what about those with large debts? Isn't putting that on hold simply dragging out the inevitable, given the post-lockdown climate they will be entering?
It's important that we think about what the situation is for those businesses going in. They need to be solvent businesses going in. They need to be ones that can prove the fact that they were in that position at the end of last year in particular, so that we can have actual data and information that they have provided in the past to prove that they are businesses in that position. It's not a question about delaying the inevitable. It's about making a good judgment about what is a solvent business and the fact that there are trading opportunities for those businesses at the other end.
You're effectively trying to hit pause on the economy as long as you're in lockdown?
I wouldn't quite put it that way. What I would say is for those businesses who are facing a decision which they believe means they might need to look at liquidation or they might believe that they are insolvent, to take a moment to pause and say, do we need to do that? Having the safe harbour provision for 6 months means that they as personally, as directors, feel confident about their liability issues. And having the possibility of effectively putting their debts into hibernation means that their creditors can understand what the plan is on the other side. So it's really about for those businesses not making a precipitous decision that they need to go into liquidation.
Just be clear, it's a six months which lifts at the end of that 6 month period, and is there specific legislation required for the debt?
For the debt, Patrick, was that? Yeah, so in, there is specific legislation required to be able to look at what currently are sections 135 and 136, I think, of the Companies Act. The 6 months does, it is a time-limited facility, yes.
You mentioned that this has to go, it's legislation, so it has to go through Parliament. Does this mean that it has the support of the opposition? Have you spoken to them about this yet?
Well, I can say that during the Select Committee hearing this week, this was one of the issues that was raised with me by opposition members. This is a proposal that's had significant work done on it with the likes of the Institute of Directors and those who are involved in company administration. So I'm very confident it'll get support.
You spoke about good faith operating there. Do you think Fletcher's has operated in good faith? They've given staff just 24 hours to consider pay cuts of up to 70%.
Yeah, as I said yesterday when I answered this, I mean, Fletcher's have sought to access the wage subsidy scheme. The wage subsidy scheme requires that at a minimum they pass on the value of that. They have given a commitment that nobody at any point in the plan that they're putting forward would be being paid less than the wage subsidy scheme. In terms of the process that they've gone about this, they do have to consult with their employees. Clearly there's an enormous amount of urgency and stress here, and I just urge Fletchers and the unions to work together to make sure that employees feel they've got the time to consider the offer. I also just want to make the point that the first month of Fletcher's proposal, the period that we're in now, pays people at 80%. They have indicated a process for what would occur if they weren't able to start trading again. I'm very confident they will be able to do that in the near term.
That's Minister of Finance Grant Robertson in Wellington answering reporter questions. A reminder, you can listen to those media conferences in their entirety on our website, rnz.co.nz. We live video stream them.